Today is traditionally called Good Shepherd Sunday, and Holy Mother Church invites all of her children on this day to pray for vocations to the priesthood, religious, and consecrated life. So I ask that as you unite yourself in prayer with the priest during the Eucharistic offering, and you receive our Blessed Lord in Holy Communion, that you ask him to grant an increase of many holy vocations to the priesthood, religious, and consecrated life. This week, we're going to listen to a video from our Archbishop on the Archbishop's Catholic Appeal. The Archbishop's Catholic Appeal supports the ministries of the Archdiocese. Last year, it provided 2,012 nights of shelter, 732,000 meals for the homeless, and helped educate over 60 seminarians and many deacon candidates, and supported the operation of our Catholic schools, youth, religious education programs. At this time, we'd like to show you a short video about the Archbishop's Catholic Appeal.
When you give to the Archbishop's Catholic Appeal, it's an opportunity to make a substantial difference in the life of the Archdiocese. I said the appeal is an opportunity to make a substantial difference. The funds raised by the appeal go towards supporting nearly 40 ministries all across the Archdiocese. Yes, Roger, I'm talking to you.
I said, I just don't know where the money for...
Shh. I don't know where the money for the appeal goes.
No problem, Roger. Let's explore some of the ministries supported by the appeal and the impact they have. Nearly 9,000 Catholic school students, 37 Catholic schools, 200,000 nights of shelter, 730,000 meals, 2 seminaries, 60 future priests, 35,000 religious ed students, 3,000 Hispanic adult education students, centralized operations and resources. When you participate in the appeal, the Archdiocese is able to partner with your parish. In fact, did you know that last year over $620,000 raised by the appeal was given directly back to parishes?
Wow, I had no idea.
Just think of it this way. When you give today in any amount, parishioners just like you across the 142 parishes and missions in the Archdiocese are doing the same thing. But even more than that, we are honoring Christ's call for us to become one and making visible the reality that we are one family in Christ, united across Northern Colorado. By this, we become the image of Christ to all those in need in our communities. So, Roger, what's it gonna be?
All right, count me in. Where's that basket at?
Oh, don't worry, Roger. You can mail your pledge card or give today electronically. Just go to archden.org/give today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your generous donation to the appeal this year. Together we can accomplish great things all across the Archdiocese. And surely you and your family will be greatly blessed for your generosity.
Give to the appeal today.
You can fill out a pledge card and drop it in the offertory basket, or take a card home and return it in the offertory next weekend. In 2017, our parish went over our goal and received a rebate from the Archdiocese, and we would like to thank you for your generosity, which has also benefited our parish. And I have to say, that might be the only time that we see in video the Archbishop being hushed. So when you see him next time, give him a hard time. Currently, we also have 2 seminarians and 3 religious and 5 deacon candidates in formation. Today, we welcome Brother Thomas Mary of Jesus, the son of Mark Riegelman, who is a member of the Hermits of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, who would like to offer a witness talk on religious vocations and the Christian life. Our parish welcomes Brother Thomas.
Thank you, Reverend Father. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to give my 2-hour presentation this afternoon. As Father mentioned, my name is Brother Thomas Mary of Jesus. I'm from the Hermits of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, And I'm a vocation of this parish, so your prayers just now must have been very powerful to produce such a quick vocation. But I'm one of the unworthy pictures in the Adoration Chapel, and just here to speak to you about a couple things that are of great importance. But quickly, this community that I'm from, and the reason I have the strange haircut and the irregular clothing, it's a religious community in the church that is a contemplative community observing the eremitical Carmelite charism according to the life of the original religious community of the hermits on Mount Carmel and the primitive rule written for them by St. Albert of Jerusalem in the 1200s. So what is religious life all about? It is about charity. All of us, hopefully, have charity. But why would you consecrate your whole life to charity? The religious life is not a sacrament like holy orders for those ordained to the holy priesthood, and is not a sacrament like holy matrimony. It is based upon a sacrament that is common to us all, which is baptism. And the essence of our baptism lies in the perfection of that charity that was infused in us long ago, or not so long ago, in the blossoming of that life that began with God then in heaven. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, without charity and without prayer, a soul dies and the church withers. Charity is the life of the soul, even as the soul is the life of the body. But what is charity? What's its end? It is to be united to God, and nothing less than that. The Holy Spirit tells us through St. Paul that charity is the absolutely most important thing in each of your lives. It alone will accompany each of you beyond your departure from this brief life at the moment of death. A great doctor of the church, the Carmelite St. John of the Cross, said, "In the evening of life, you will be judged on love alone." But how do we receive charity and how do we grow in it? Charity is a supernatural virtue, a power of the soul infused by God through Christ. It is not merely being nice or politically correct. Rather, it is something infinitely higher. The charity of God is poured forth in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us, as we read in the letter to the Romans. We receive charity by infusion of the Holy Spirit, who is the love of the Father and the Son, and the participation of that Holy Spirit is in us charity. Charity is therefore a gift from God. It is something divine, a participation in His Holy Spirit, and therefore not a mere feeling. It is something that we cannot produce without divine grace. But what does that mean for you? It means that you must ask for it. You must pray. We must seek to receive charity through our mediator, Christ, and through the sacraments by which you and I today have access to his saving cross for our sanctification and the salvation from our sins. The presence of God in our soul through charity makes the difference between a soul entering into beatitude with God for eternity or being cast into the outer darkness where there is wailing and grinding of teeth. Each of you are called to perfection in charity. It is not something that is particular to the priesthood or to the religious life. As Catholics, we are all pursuing the same end, an end that is so great that no eye has seen it, no ear has heard it, nor can we even begin to imagine it. But do you seek that life? Do you seek the life of eternity? Do you seek daily to know and to love God? And do you allow his divine perfection to transform and elevate all of your activity to the level of the saints and their happiness? The Church proclaims that the spiritual life is the indispensable source of moral, psychological, and social life and beatitude, and that is the wellspring of every person's proper vocation in the service of God and their neighbor. And because of the neglect of the spiritual life, today many souls are without charity and are spiritually empty, desolate, and perishing. So what is the remedy? God grants the good shepherds who lay down their lives for their sheep, especially the priests And in the background, those troops fighting on the front lines, the prayer force, not quite the air force, but the prayer force, to assist the priests in the heroic work of their vocation. Our Lord grants us priests and religious to assist the life of the other members of the mystical body of Christ. He grants the religious as the heart of the church, the contemplative religious who are especially dedicated to striving for union with the Redeemer and to transmitting to other members of the body of Christ the power of his crucified love through the offering of continual prayer and penance united to the sacrifice represented upon the altar. So what is a Carmelite specifically? A Carmelite is a contemplative. He is not a specialist in any human occupation, but in the spiritual life, in the life of prayer, the life of the soul, which is the life of grace, charity, and the other virtues. And because all are members of one another in the mystical body of Christ, from this intense contemplative life, abundant benefits overflow to the wider church. It is our purpose as religious, and especially as contemplatives, not only to give to others, as they say, the results of our contemplation, but rather contemplation itself, to teach others the way of prayer and interior conversation with God. And this is especially what a religious priest is supposed to do. This is their essential service to souls, to lead and teach others to draw near by studying and penetrating the rich mysteries of the Catholic faith, and by faithfully learning and persevering in the ways of prayer as taught by the saints and the church in her tradition, so that they may draw near to those fountains of the omnipotent Savior, which are the interior sources of authentic and lasting moral, intellectual, psychological, and cultural education and saving transformation in a very ignorant, confused, and dark world. In addition to the hidden influences of the offering of prayers and sacrifices, as a religious and priest, it is one's job to offer a spiritual apostolate that helps others in the spiritual life so that you are not only praying for them, but leading them to pray themselves and to attain to the fountains of our Savior. Vowed to poverty, chastity, and obedience, a religious is consecrated to and dependent upon God and his providence. The love for God and the desire for union with him and the zeal for one's neighbor are the keys to a religious vocation, but it's common to us all in our pursuit of happiness and holiness in the mystical body of Christ. It will be my job, specifically, to help my neighbor, not only by my prayers and by my sacrifices, but by my actions, to help my neighbor find the divine light of God in the recollection and silence of the soul in a very dark and noisy world. That desire led me to the religious life and is leading me towards priestly ordination, as unworthy as I am. I actually studied with Reverend Father in the college seminary before our Lord led me on this long journey to the religious life. I exhort all considering a vocation to the religious life or priesthood to follow that precious call. It is something of divine value, as each state of life is of divine value and has to be lived in the light of God and not merely in the light of the world. I invite each of you to learn more about our particular community and its apostolate and services to souls by visiting our website or contacting us. We don't have an electronic spiel to go along with this. Our contact information is on the holy cards in the narthex and the tables just next to the doors. And next week will be graciously included by Reverend Father Blue Jacket in the bulletin. My state obliges me that in our religious poverty, I invite your prayers for us and also your generous financial support. For I know that there are some here who can significantly change the lives of many for the better by helping this new community to fully realize its material foundation and priestly apostolate, leaving a legacy in the church for eternity. I know that God and Our Lady will reward you abundantly. I leave you with the words of the great Carmelite, Saint Teresa of Avila. Remember that you have only one soul, that you have only one death to die, that you have only one life which is short and has to be lived by you alone, and there is only one glory which is eternal. If you do this, there will be many things about which you care nothing. I assure you of my prayers for you. May God bless you.